Good morning, it's Mitch Gaynor here with your local news wrap from the Sentinel and Glasshouse Country and Mullaney News. In the Sentinel, our top story this week is around the Supreme Court ruling on Moreton Bay Council's violation of human rights with eviction notices to a number of homeless people in April last year. It was a very controversial move by Moreton Council. They were ultimately taken to court, and we talked to a number of parties about this decision and what it actually means in total there. So we've got that story. We've also got the very interesting story about a crocodile captured and moved from a cattle dam in a property near Esk. This is a 2.3-metre croc, some say up to 3 metres, that was found sunbaking near the dam. And we're talking to experts about why there's a crocodile in Esk and that close to Brisbane. So check out that story. We've also got a yarn about Alimba hooning complaints, which have increased by nearly 35% over the past year. Our spotlight feature this week is on Woodford, and we've also got our Women in Business feature following International Women's Day on Sunday. Over in the Glasshouse Country and Mullaney News, we've got a story about a campaign to protect the historic Biwa Co-op and now reaching the Queensland Parliament with a new e-petition launched calling for proper community consultation over plans linked to the Biwa rail station upgrade. We've got a story about local businesses across Glasshouse Country who are being urged to prepare for a major economic boost as the Sunshine Coast gears up for the 2032 Olympic Games. A Biwa Country Chamber of Commerce meeting last week heard that more than $16 billion is expected to flow into the region over the next 6 years through infrastructure, tourism and development. And there's just a story about how small and medium businesses can tap into some of that development and grow their own businesses. So check that one out. We've also got a story about plans that have been lodged for a new Sikh temple in Biwa. The local congregation there has grown steadily and they're hoping to expand their church there. And we've also got stories. In other stories, we've also got a yarn about copper theft leaving hinterland roads without streetlights for months on end. A nice story about the preparations for the Mullaney Music Festival and coverage from local schools and community groups in this week's paper as well. So plenty to check out. Pick up a paper this week. I'm Mitch and you're listening to 101.5.